She is just amazing. I mean, she amazes us every single day. We know her as an outgoing kid, a feisty kid with a little bit of attitude.
I think she's stronger than ever, though, right now. She handles the routine differently than she did 2 years ago. It's been a long road, but, you know, she's better. She's stronger.
This is my second year at the 5th annual Cut for the Cure, hosted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it's building and leading up to what I've seen to be the best one to date. The Buccaneers, they do so much. Gerald McCoy is signed on as our ambassador this year, representing the Pediatric Cancer Foundation, and he's helping to raise awareness and raise funds, and it's going to make a difference, and we're going to do more research, and we're going to defeat this disease.
This pediatric cancer means so much to the Buccaneers organization. We raised $40,000, but we were issued a challenge in the locker room. She said if we can get to $75,000, she will shave her head. We raised that $75,000.
I think that one person has the power to, you know, pull out another $35,000 out of thin air. You know, of course the players donated it, but I mean, just the sheer power of one person is, you know, it just shows that you can change a lot.
Just seeing the kids, everybody smile, the parents, you know, just bringing joy to people who you never know on a regular day how much pain they're in or how much they deal with mentally. It just gives them a getaway.
The Bucks have a huge fan base, they have a lot of followers, so hopefully this will spread the word about the need for funding for pediatric cancer research as well.
1, 2, 3,
go!
Awesome, thank you.